Swiss whispered in his ear sympathetically.
I know they don't understand you, but don't fret. Keep working and I'll personally see that you get a good big feed as soon as we get time to rest.
As Sagak's watch scared him poling diligently away, he spoke out of the side of his mouth to the squirrel maid.
Look, he stopped complaining. I could never get him to work like that. What did you say to him, Triss?
Oh, I just told him I'd get him something to eat as soon as we get the chance.
The badger shook his great striped head.
You might be sorry you said that.
The deck shook as Kruver and Shog leaped aboard. Skerim noticed immediately that they had returned empty-poured.
Flaming bounders! I thought you were bringing back that big fat fish as a surprise for me.
Shog patted the hares back.
Sorry, mate. We left a surprise back there for those vermin to find.
Plug Firetail had the ship's jolly boat speeding like an arrow upstream. His method was simple. The moment his four rowers showed signs of tiring, he sent them ashore to run along the bank sides and chose four fresh vermin to replace them. Princess Curda sat stone-faced as the freebooter harangued four of her own rat guards scornfully.
Row, you lily-livered swabs! Come on! Bend your backs and pull those oars! Yous rats have had an easy life. You're all fat and lazy. I'll show you how a freebooter works. Row, you slab-sided bottlenose bangtails. You're not bowing and scraping to a princess now. You're rowing a boat.
Blad giggled. He liked the captain's colourful curses.
Ha ha, yeah. You're all like the captain say, bottlenose swabs. Yowch! Captain, Curda pinch me with her sharp claws.
The princess glared hatefully at her fat brother.
Shut your slobbering face, stupid, or I throw you overboard.
Plug shook a paw at her, his voice dripping sarcasm.
Now, now, beauty. You shouldn't be using language like that to your dear brother. Come on, kiss him and make up.
Blad recoiled in disgust.
Yuck, she's not kissing me.
The silver fox rounded on the four rats at the oars.
Who told you, idle scum, to stop rowing, eh? Now put some energy into it before I chop off your tails and make you eat them. Row, you pickle-pawed oafs.
Oars dipped swift and deep as the jolly boat sped from the dune canyons into the sheltering shade of woodlands. Plug reached up and snapped off a long green willow branch.
First one I spot, idling, gets a taste of this.
Vorto called across the bank to Riggan, who was trotting along the other edge.
Are we still on their trail?